Well, good morning. We only have 89 days until it is springtime. I should say summertime in Tennessee. It is springtime. It doesn't feel like it. It's 46 degrees downtown, 44 degrees in Carnes, likewise 44 in Powell, and 43 degrees in Oak Ridge, 43 degrees in Morgan County at the correctional facility. No, I didn't call any of the guards and ask them. They have a thermometer down there. It's all right. We're just 17 days, 6 hours, 52 minutes, and 15 seconds away from Rise Up, Tennessee. Celebrating liberty, faith, and family, April 10th, 11th, Pigeon Forge. This ought to be good. This is the fanboy experience meets the faith experience. Get your tickets at the Rise Up Tennessee website, which is Rise Up Tennessee. That's all you have to do. That's all I did is type that into my search engine, Rise Up Tennessee, and it took me to the Pigeon Forge event. Now, in the Music Road Convention Center, Pigeon Forge, this is not what you would call your normal comic con style or Comic-Con event. The volunteer ran event. It is a volunteer event. It's run by a bunch of volunteers. They're not looking to drain your money from you. Features meets and greets, autograph signings with your favorite actors from faith-based films, music and artists, Q&A panels, homeschooling, vendors, artists, and so much more. Faith and family fun-filled event at Music Road Convention Center, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. So we're going to talk to Kevin Sorbo later on, about an hour and a half. We're going to have an opportunity also during the Rise Up event to hear a concert from Michael Sweet of Stryker. Also, the Kevin Sorbo Charity Golf Classic is coming up the day before that, when the Masters starts on Thursday, April 9th. But it's going to be at the Sevierville Golf Club. So that should be a lot of fun. Wonder if he'll let me play in his foursome. I don't know. Turning Point USA, University of Tennessee, one of the sponsors. Also, Sorbo Studios, one of the sponsors. Truth Traveler. You've heard us talk about them last summer, one of the sponsors. Autographs Plus, one of the sponsors. Tennessee Bible Museum Learning Center, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And the Tyndale Foundation. So you've got a ways for you to get your contact tickets, meet those involved at a fanboy experience that is not just a fanboy experience, it's a fan experience that turns into a faith, family, and fun experience. So I just wanted to say that. Hey, coming up this Friday, we're going to have some fun. I'll tell you more about that, because you're going to be invited in. Some people are going to be showing up at the O'Connor Center. And I think starting at 8 o'clock, we're going to start serving some breakfast. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Meanwhile, do you know the prayer wall is open at WRJZ.com? The prayer wall. Now, the prayer wall will feature an opportunity for you to put your prayer request on there. And those of us on staff at WRJZ, we get the privilege to pray over you and your prayer request. I got one kind of called in last night. I haven't put it on the prayer walls. I don't know if I have permission. But it's a mom whose best friend's son was arrested. And I thought, oh, what a heartbreak. But this young man's had a series of bad choices. He's in jail, quite frankly, where he's safe now. And where people can sit him down and actually calm him down and talk to him. But then I listened to some of his background. His mom had recently committed suicide. He lacked understanding of why all that happened. She was a wonderful person. There have been so many other things in his life. He is a father to a young child. But I think he's estranged from his family. And I thought, man, this is heartbreaking, as I was listening to this story last night. I was getting ready to go to bed. But sometimes you get a phone call and you look at your phone identifier and you think, you know, I better take this, and I'm glad I did. So God knows who the name is. Would you be in prayer for them? The number 865-342-5620. Here at the Bell Phone is open and ready for your business as well. Who are some of the neatest people you've ever rubbed shoulders with that were, well, so-called stars? Who are some of the people that you've had? You know, it was almost 18 years ago this month when I had my interview with the one and only Chuck Norris right here in the studio. That was so cool. What a good guy. For WRJZ and 102.5 FM, it's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More on what's coming up on Friday in just a moment.
Hear the required 8 vitamins and minerals for morning listening. The Bob Bell Show.
In the sweet by and by.
That's right now.
We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
And a hallelujah to you.
In the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
46 degrees at 614 WRJZ. Joy Radio. The home of the Bob Bell Show for the last 33 years. A pleasure to have you along. You know, I was thinking there's so many good things and events going on this spring, and we're pleased to have one of those. We're also powered by Trusted Ally Home Care. Trusted Ally Home Care. Now, there's a lot of you that may have worked in Oak Ridge. K25, ORNL, Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Many of you who I would call people who really battled to take care of us, that were in dangerous situations, and some of you have health concerns because you once worked in the Oak Ridge complex in one of those buildings. And you're wondering, where do I turn to get the kind of help and diagnosis and things that I need in order to move forward? Trusted Ally Home Care. Go to their website, Trusted Ally Home Care. When you do, be sure and tell them Bob Bell sent you from WRJZ. It makes a difference. But they're sponsoring a special pancake breakfast coming up this Friday, which we have every year at the O'Connor Senior Center. And as I always do, we want to make sure that we know how wonderful pancakes are with the one and only Nate Bargatze, ladies and gentlemen. How good are pancakes? Do you love them? Yes, they're there.
Love pancakes. I love them so much. And they make me so tired. And I never blame them. I'm always like, what is up with me today?
Oh, it's not the pancake.
I can't get it going, you know? And I'll go to my wife, I'm like, I think we need new pillows.
I like that part.
And she's like, you think it's that loaf of bread and syrup you just say? Everything I eat, I can tell you exactly where it's at in my body once I swallow it. You'd just be like, that's behind my heart. It's behind my heart.
I know how it is.
I'm a pancake. I'm a pancake.
That's right.
I'm a pancake.
That's lovely, lovely, lovely. Coming up Friday, we'll be at the O'Connor Senior Center for the Bob Bell Show, 6 to 8 a.m. Then after 8 a.m., I'll be flipping pancakes. I may fix you some. If you look at the O'Connor Senior Center website, it's very simple. You know, it's like $10, eat all you want to. Pancake, sausage, they got all kinds of good stuff. Juice, milk, coffee, you know, it's all there. And it's a wonderful smell inside the O'Connor Senior Center, which is just a stone's throw from the station, but I will not throw stones at it. It's just a stone's throw from the station here in East Knoxville. And I love it. I love the idea of doing the, because I get to see so many of you once again. There will be other celebrity flippers. All the politicians running for all the offices will be there. I promise you that. Y'all don't get knee fights or anything, but they'll be there flipping pancakes, having a good time. And it's great to be able to talk to so many different people who've lived life, who have great stories to tell. Sometimes you just you see somebody coming in, they don't look like they're all that happy because it's still early in the morning. and you crack a few jokes and have some good warm pancakes, and suddenly their whole demeanor changes. It's good. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. All right, here's my question of the day. Who's the most famous person you've come in contact with? Maybe you shook their hand, said hi to them, got an autograph. Who is it? 865-342-5620.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
All right, for those of you who are a little bit older, time to move.
And shoulders, knees, and toes.
Get those toes down there.
My head and shoulders, knees, and toes.
I'm doing this, by the way.
My head and shoulders, knees, and toes.
Break it up, man. Wake up, y'all. For WRJZ, this is Joy Radio and the Bob Bell Show. 46 degrees downtown. Good to have you. There was an item in the news, and I know it sounds a little morbid, but I just had to bring this up. By the way, phone lines are open at 865-342-5620. Hey, Bob, one day I met so-and-so. Who'd you meet? Now, I know, it's a Christian station. Give me the Sunday school answer. Oh, I met Jesus. Yes, you did. That's the most famous of all. And that's great. That's not who I'm talking about. Just a regular person. And you met him, and maybe it was a good or bad experience. I don't know. But you had an autograph, or they were nice to you, or they said something. You know, whatever the case may be. So, who was it? 865-342-5620. And I got a number of them that I'll throw your way, but yeah. Lee Majors, that was one of them. And then I met his wife, and I was 14 and a half years old, which means I didn't talk for about 30 minutes, and that's saying something for me. There was silence in my mouth for the space of about a half hour. I didn't know what to say. His wife, Farrah Fawcett Majors, at that time. Because I did a double take. Nobody told me these people were coming. And I looked at the man. I said, that kind of looks like the $6 million man, 1977. As I said, I'm 14 and a half years old, kind of, sort of. His wife was with him. I knew his wife was. I went, dear heavens. Anyway. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, who did you meet that really kind of, maybe it really kind of warmed your heart too, to find out that they were just wonderful people, that yeah, maybe it's somebody that just loved the Lord. We're going to talk to a guy like that later on in about a half hour, Kevin Sorbo. It's just another guy that loves the Lord. But he does a lot to make this fan experience go, and I think it's great because we're talking about Rise Up Tennessee, the Music Road Convention Center, Pigeon Forge, April 10th and 11th. It is going to be good. Also, there's another morbid story where a quadriplegic is charged with shooting someone as he was, and I think he was a Uber driver. And I'm like, I got a lot of questions. A quadriplegic shot somebody. I'm not sure how that... Okay, there's things I just don't know. There is a DUI charge to Detective James Venable, Claiborne County. By the way, those of you who don't live around here, you younger reporters, it's not Claiborne. I know you're trying to get to the bottom of every word. It's Claiborne. It's Claiborne County. So... pray for them, because they're having a hard time up at the law enforcement office in Claiborne County, because somebody gets arrested for DUI, everybody knows. There's a lot to deal with. You know, I was studying Luke 19 today, This is the deal. I love this. Because when Jesus got the donkey and he was heading into town, remember I told you that the Lord hath need of it? When he told his disciples, somebody ask you why you need this donkey, just say the Lord has need of it. And sure enough, they just let him take it. I don't know. I'd like to know all the backstory to that, but one day I will. So he's riding the donkey into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And on Palm Sunday, some of his followers were crying out, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And at this, some of the Pharisees got really ticked off. They said, you better tell your followers to hush that up. Jesus basically told them, said, if I tell them to be quiet, the very rocks will cry out. So here's my question for today, not just for Palm Sunday, which is this Sunday, but for today, are you going to let the rocks outpraise you? I hope not. Praise him in the way you do everything, the way you live, walk, work, and breathe. All right, so on this date, March 24th, which, welcome to March 24th, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof opened on Broadway, Tennessee Williams play. On this date in 1958, it was a lot of people were teeny boppers all over the place. Teenagers went into mourning, especially girls. Elvis Presley reported for a local draft board, number 86 in Memphis, Tennessee. He was U.S. 533-10761. He was government property. That's right.
I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree.
Serving in the army. Uncle Sam.
I'm all shook up.
So they figured out, too, after a while, that Uncle Sam stood to lose an estimated $500,000 in lost taxes each year that Private Presley was in the Army, because Private Presley generated that much revenue. Now, $500,000 in 1958 is different than $500,000 now. You could actually run the economy for a while on $500,000, believe it or not, in that day. On this date, 1986, it was the 58th Academy Awards, held at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, Los Angeles. Best picture was Out of Africa. Producer Sidney Pollack. Also won Best Director, Sidney Pollack. Out of Africa was huge. It was one of those where every time you turned around, they were winning another award. And it was something else. Tremendous movie. 1986. I guess that's when people still had an anticipation of the Oscars and still really paid attention to the red carpet and what people were wearing and what movie, everybody speculating on which movie was going to win the big prize. Now it's not so much, is it? It's weird. 6:30 at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. This is Joy Radio. Don't forget, in about an hour, we're going to talk live. Exclusive interview with Kevin Sorbo right here at WRJZ, 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County, all over the world at WRJZ.com. Many people still traveling. Other people have had some spring breaks in other school systems in East Tennessee. Knox County's already had theirs, but now others are traveling. Listen, if you're traveling anywhere, and you've only got 89 days until summer, you may want to check in with Fleet Tire, with your tires. If it's getting bald, if it's starting to feel a little loose when you go around a curve in the wet, it's about time to make sure and check up on your tread. Take it over there, and they'll steer you in the right direction. Fleet Tire, sponsors of Fox News right now, 111 Woodland Avenue.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
This is America.
Now 46 degrees at WRJZ in Knoxville. Downtown here at Joy Radio, the Bob Bell Show is underway at 6:35. 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage and Old City Kitchens. Located at 200 East Magnolia for Knox Rail Salvage. And, of course, in the Old City, at Old City Kitchens. Doesn't that make sense that they're in the Old City? Which is just less than a block away from Knox Rail Salvage, by the way. They're just not on Magnolia, they're in Jackson. So, shop there, look at those beautiful cabinets. Tell them you hear it on WRJZ each and every Tuesday. We're thankful to have them as part of our lineup. Now, to correct something, I may have, I think I boo-booed here. I said a quadriplegic shot and killed somebody. It is a quadruple amputee. So it's a man who, in Maryland, was a professional cornhole player. In Charles County, the sheriff's spokesperson said there that there was some sort of argument that escalated quickly on a ride. Dayton James Weber previously captured the attention of ESPN cameras because of his inspirational story as a quadruple amputee, not a quadriplegic. Now he had his picture taken over there at the Hoosh Cow. According to investigators, Mr. Weber, 27, of La Plata, shot and killed Broderick Michael Wells, 27, of Waldorf. It was this past Sunday night. Weber was arrested Monday morning in Charlottesville. Known as a professional cornhole player, Charles County Sheriff's Office spokesperson Diana Richardson said Weber was driving his vehicle when he shot and killed Mr. Wells, who was in the front seat with him. Two more passengers were in the back seat. All four in the car were friends, but some sort of argument escalated. But even with prosthetics, how do you pull the trigger? I still have a lot of questions. And it's morbid, and it's terribly sad. This didn't have to be that. It's just people get into an argument, and escalation takes place. Who knows if there's alcohol involved on one side or another? Or if the other guy was threatening him, we don't know that. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was. Whatever happened, it got way out of hand pretty quick. You heard on Fox News a while ago, there's tons and tons of spring break arrests that are happening down in Florida. See, that's why I love this Kevin Sorbo Rise Up Tennessee event. You know, a lot of people are going to a place and you have a lot of women in skimpy outfits and all this stuff going on. You're taking a lot of 18 to 22-year-olds and putting them in close proximity to each other in warm sunshine for a long bunch of, and mix in alcohol with that. And other drugs, by the way. There's several other drug arrests. I promise you. And no Jesus. None of that. No family-friendly stuff, you know, just teenagers and alcohol. Well, let's go. You know what's going to happen. And somebody's life could be altered forever. So I pray for that situation, but also pray for parents and other young adults to look open. Oil prices, also the big story. They really tumbled yesterday. And President Trump was talking about the fact that there were some talks with the Iranians going on. And then a lot of other people from the Iranian regime, whoever they are, we don't even know who's in charge over there, said, no, that's just fake news. Well, they could be Baghdad bombing us, as it were, for all we know. We don't know. But oil prices spiked back up.
Oh, okay.
To $104 a barrel. I did notice, though, on some of our gas prices on Western Avenue, that prices were down about 20 cents, depending on where you were looking. Hmm. So, there's that.
I have a question. It kind of, I thought it was embarrassing, but then again, I wish he would have not even asked that. President Trump, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the press conference where he was talking with one of the, I think, diplomatic members of the Japanese?
Oh, yeah.
And
he mentioned something about surprise attacks.
Yeah, they were saying something about attacking Iran that it was, okay.
I mean, a lot of people are talking about, you know, why didn't he let people know?
Really? Would you have let the Germans know D-Day's coming? Of course
not. He said something about he had the Japanese premier who was right there with him, who, by the way, she is a big Trump fan, in case you didn't know. She is. She's a conservative. She's a big Trump.
I wonder what she's going to be now.
He said something to the effect of, well, the Japanese know all about that.
I know. I felt so.
He doesn't have a filter.
I know.
That's not good. When Robert Mueller died a couple of days ago, Robert Mueller was the prosecutor and 81 years old and worked with the FBI and all that sort of stuff, was in charge of the case against President Trump way back when. And he said, good, I'm glad he's dead. No, Mr. President, don't ever say that. I mean, that's the, you know, but he does not filter anything. And that's not good. I'm not here to defend the president. He can defend himself. Love some of the stuff he's done. Hate some of the stuff he said. 641 at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. We come back in just a few moments. I'll remind you something special going on this week. And clarify, too, there is a funeral coming up that I do want to tell you about, that you could be a part of the receiving of friends and things like that, and a general funeral service. All of that on the way at WRJZ. But also, April 5th, we're not celebrating a funeral. We're celebrating a resurrection. All that's on the way in the next couple of weeks right here at Joy Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great because Bob Bell is on the mic.
The Bible says, while you're here, redeem the time. Make the most of it, minute by minute, at WRJZ 102.5 FM in Knox County, where it's 46 degrees, by the way. But if you go on out toward Oak Ridge, it's 44. If you're up there in Sevierville today, it is now 45 degrees. Welcome to the Bob Bell Show. It's good to have you along, my friends. I just love it.
I've been here many times before. Girl, don't you worry. I'm aware.
I know a lot of you my age, and you're just chilling right now, aren't you?
I don't need your hand. I know I could turn.
The Bible says before one breath ever came out of my mouth, he knew about it. Before one word escaped my big mouth, he knew it right well. And yet, here I am. I get the privilege of living and breathing here on his creation, his wonderful earth, speaking with you, his wonderful people, and you are wonderful. Do you wonder if in Christian radio, do we use that word too much? It's wonderful. What's that, Dave Clabo's shiny head? Isn't it wonderful? It's just wonderful. He's a wonderful person. I would go off on tangents like that sometimes in a golf cart riding beside a friend of mine whose name was Matthew Hinken. Matthew David Hinken. Some of my favorite times, riding a golf cart with him. Sometimes after he missed a 4-foot putt, he hears some mumbling. You did not hear him curse. It's amazing. He had great control of his mouth. He would not curse. And believe me, I saw some putts that he missed. He should have cursed. But we always were able to joke around with each other, poke fun and have time, like dudes do, who are friends. But he wasn't in my golf cart one day when I was going down the fairway. I can't remember which golf course it was, but he and David Wells and I were playing in a tournament, as you can imagine. And I was in David Wells' golf course, and I was quite a bit heavier than I am now. But I was drinking a big old jug of water. I was trying to lose weight. I had one of those LA weight loss bottles that looked like a gallon jug. Well, there was no cup holder to put it in, so I just had to put it on the seat between David Wells and between me. 45, 30 yards behind us was Matt Hinken driving in his cart. He was coming down the fairway. We were looking at one ball to see if it's a better one to hit or the other one. And I was leaning over to pick up a ball that we are not going to hit. It was mine. It didn't go as far, but it was okay. But it wasn't the best one. So I was pick it up by golf ball from the seat. They had a jug in the other hand. So instead of holding onto something in the cart to pick up the ball and lean down here and get it, I chose instead to just kind of hold the jug in the left hand so it didn't go anywhere and lean down and go get this ball down here. And slowly, it was almost like slow motion, I was just toppling over. There was nothing I can do to stop. There was nothing to grab onto. I guess I could have grabbed David Wells by his neck, and that wouldn't be cool. And I very slowly, like in slow motion, fell out of the cart and onto my head. The whole way down, I was laughing. When I got to the bottom, I was still laughing. It didn't hurt. But it was so embarrassing because it was out in front of everybody. I mean, the other golfers saw it. Everybody saw it. That was the only time I thought Matt Hinken was going to totally lose it. He didn't talk for about 5 minutes because he was so busy laughing. David Wells, who's usually not very emotional either, was in tears, laughing. Could not... Through all the tears that were real tears of not joy that we shared together, that was a tear of joy and laughter. As I somehow rolled on out on the ground, picked myself up, picked the golf ball up, got back in the cart, turned back to Matt Hinken and said, "I'm okay." And off we went. Precious memories. More coming up in a few moments at WRJZ, and Bob's Big Breakfast is now food for the soul. You've learned that now, don't you? Good. Charles Stanley is the one who says in all of these things that God does, he's the one who gets credit for it. For WRJZ, it's now 6:49. Traffic and weather also on the way. This is the Bob Bell Show, brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage.
And now, back to the Bob Bell Show on Joy Radio.
Hey, that's right. It's just 17 days. 6 hours until Rise Up Tennessee. Here at WRJZ, it's going to be Music Road Convention Center, Pigeon Forge, April 10th and 11th. Again, 17 days, 6 hours. Kevin Sorbo is going to be our special guest. That's right, that Kevin Sorbo. Hercules, that guy. Live at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County. Also, we might have a chance to meet actor Nicodemus, Eric Avari from The Chosen. Also, I mean, the guy from Stryker, Michael Sweet, Kevin Sorbo himself, many others. You'll hear more about it coming up in just a few moments. Brought to you by Turning Point USA, University of Tennessee Chapter, Sorbo Studios, Tyndale Foundation, and much more. At 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County, we're proud to be a part of it. An exclusive interview with Kevin Sorbo. Well, here's a piece that came out after Matt Hinken had passed away. And I'm reminding you, his funeral is coming up 10:45 with the receiving of friends at Grace Baptist Church on Oak Ridge Highway. That's his church. So there's that. Then there's a funeral to follow for everybody, then a special celebration of life that is private after that. That's a luncheon and kind of a storytelling time, all of that. From WRJZ, let me let you hear a portion of this piece. It's kind of long, isn't it? Yeah, let me hold off on that. Because we'll do that after the top of the hour. But I wanted you to hear it coming up in just a few moments. Meanwhile, did you know that Jim Parsons of the Big Bang Theory is 53 today? Now, here's a fun fact about Jim Parsons. Many times when you watched The Big Bang Theory, he was wearing a t-shirt, and somewhere on that t-shirt, it had the number 73 on it. Lots of times. Because he was born on this date in 1973. He also appeared on Young Sheldon several times, voice over, and a couple of times in person. On the road with Judas. Also something called The Gardener of Eden. I don't know what that's all about. Judging Amy, Eureka, Pound Puppies, and more. But Jim Parsons, 53 today. You know who else has a birthday today? This is wild. This makes me feel old. The one and only Peyton Manning, the all-time greatest quarterback, University of Tennessee, is 50 today. Once directed Rocky Top with a Tennessee band after their victory over Vanderbilt in 1997, his senior year. Tennessee fans will long remember the fact that Peyton Manning stood up before everybody in the spring of 1997 when everyone thought he would be a first-round draft pick and go to the professional ranks that year. He looked with tears in his eyes, and I thought, oh, well, he's going to go, and I don't blame him. He's going to make millions of dollars. I don't blame him. He said, quote, "I've decided to stay here in Tennessee another year and finish my course." And he did. Thank you, Peyton. You gave us some great memories. But it's hard to believe he's 50 today. That little kid from, you know, a funny part of Louisiana, went to a great Newman Catholic High School down there. 50 today. Tommy Hilfiger is 75 today. Tommy Hilfiger, you may have some of his names on your jeans or whatnot. From WRJZ Knoxville, time now for the latest in news, including an update on the plane crash, an update on what's going on in Iran. Are there talks going on? I think there are. I think some of the Iranian Republican Guard, whoever they are, they're afraid to talk about it because if they do, some of their other quote-unquote friends or compadres will kill them. So it's, anyway, this news update we're about to have right here at WRJZ, brought to you by Larson J. From WRJZ, we're coming up on 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. In a little over a half hour, we will be talking exclusively with Kevin Sorbo, the actor. A lot of Hollywood has kind of given up on him because he has an abundant faith in Christ. He has a desire to promote family, and I mean the traditional nuclear family. He has a desire to promote freedom and a love for country. So for some people, they don't like him on three counts, and for a lot of us, we love him on all three counts, but especially his faith. And sometimes your faith will, well, it'll cause you to lose the old relationships that you had. Now, 17 days, 5 hours from Rise Up Tennessee. We'll talk more about that as the days go by. Rise Up Tennessee. It's going to be at the Music Road Convention Center, Pigeon Forge, April 10th, 11th. You can get your tickets. Go to Rise Up. You'll Google that. It'll take you to their website. By the way, Mark Hamilton's going to be one of the special guests, too. Scott Hamilton, I'm sorry. Mark will be busy, but Scott will be there, the skater. I'm looking right at it, Bob. Anyway, for WRJZ and 102.5 FM, this is Joy Radio. I'm your host, Bob Bell. So who are the famous people that you've met? I told you, I didn't really talk to her, but I did meet Farrah Fawcett. I couldn't talk for 10 minutes afterwards, but anyway. And I was 14 and a half. Goodness gracious. I met Tony Dungy. Former NFL coach for the Super Bowl champion Indianapolis Colts. Also, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also played for the Pittsburgh Football Steelers. Of course, I was recruited by John Majors, not so heavily by him, But I did get to meet him a lot of times. And I'm fortunate during the few practices that I actually attended before I was ousted off the football team because I like drinking more, unfortunately. John Majors never yelled at me. And he wanted to be called John Majors, by the way, not Johnny. He always said as a coach, it bothered him when people called him Johnny Majors, but they did anyway, because it made him sound like a young kid. Later on in life, he got to admire that and appreciate it. He died just a few years ago at the age of 85, did John Majors. So there's several other people. By the way, you heard just a moment ago, Marquay Mullins has been confirmed as the Secretary of Homeland Security, replacing Kristi Noem, who moves to a different part of the cabinet. So that is going on. Oil prices are back up overnight. They dropped a lot yesterday, and they went back up overnight because people buy and do things like that that are important with their emotions. We're going to talk about a good friend of mine coming up after the break. I'll let you hear something that was a treat for me to be allowed to do. But also, I want to encourage you to pray for people. Pat Summitt's sister, Linda Head, died over the weekend. She was 67, as I understood it. But she was Pat Summitt's younger sister, Linda. She, too, was an athlete. She loved the Lady Vols, of course. Came to a lot of games with their mom. You know, their mom came to games even on up until Pat was diagnosed. And shortly, not long after that, I think mom passed away. But Linda has passed away now. Again, she's not that old. She's just 67 years old. We've talked about a lot of other things, too. How about those rocks crying out? One of my encouragements to you is to read Luke 19 today. Just dig in like I was 4 o'clock this morning out on the back porch. And it was chilly, by the way. I had to put on a jacket. I mean, I've got a short sleeve shirt, but I got my jacket with me because it's 46 degrees still in downtown Knoxville. But anyway, I was warned by the thought that if the people who were praising Jesus on that wonderful day that he came through the streets of Jerusalem on a donkey as prescribed by prophecy, fulfilling prophecy, and this was before he sat and cried over Jerusalem and said, you, even you, if only you understood the day was here. And he wept for Jerusalem. Before all of that, there was great praise in the streets. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He was told to hush. He was told that he should tell his followers to hush. And he, in effect, he said, if I tell them to be quiet, the very rocks will cry out. Don't let any rocks outpraise you, okay? You be the praiser. 7:10, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Again, a replay of the special tribute. Matt Pinkin's funeral is coming up this weekend. And I kind of wanted to replay something that I thought was just a job well done by Lori Tucker and by so many others at Channel 6. In honoring the life of Matt Hinken.
How do you do, Mrs. Wiley?
A graduate from the South of the River Charm School. Back to the Bob Bell Show.
WRJZ. Good morning. Joy Radio at 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. So it has been several days. We got the news about Matt Hinken, who had passed away, and his funeral is this weekend, so people know. A lot of people were confused that nobody was invited to this funeral. That's not the case. There's a funeral. There's a general funeral for everybody and receiving of friends Saturday morning at Grace Baptist Church, Oak Ridge Highway. But there's a private ceremony afterwards where it's mostly a luncheon and a storytelling. So that's where the private part comes in. That being said, there was a beautiful tribute done by Channel 6. I thought you should hear part of this at WRJZ and 102.5 FM. And our thanks to Lori Tucker for helping to put this together.
You know, we've known this for a while, that this loss was coming. Matt retired in August of 2021 after more than 30 years answering the question, "Hey, Matt, what's the weather?" At that point, he'd been living with Parkinson's disease for years. So take a moment with us now as we remember Matt Hinken.
Good evening. This is Newsbreak. I'm Matt Hinken. But to be able to do that, they're going to have to defeat the Wichita Blue Aces in Wichita tonight. For Cable Channel 6, I'm Matt Hinken.
Matt was on the air in Kansas as a college student in the mid-80s and just starting out in his career at KSN before he came to us.
Oh, sounds like a great time, and we got a great night for the weather currently out.
Matt arrived at WATE in 1990.
You are watching WATE TV6 Eyewitness News.
A weather family reports tonight, Chris Kendrick, Jefferson City, 83 degrees, is very humid there.
He saw us through plenty of storms and then the big one.
And blizzard type conditions, winds blowing over 35 miles an hour at time. So do bundle up if you have to be outdoors. Even if the kids are going out to play, make sure you bundle them up.
We started with tornadoes in Florida, right?
Yeah, that system moved across, you're right, the peninsula of Florida.
I couldn't get out of here. I was here four or five nights. Four nights probably. I got home Tuesday, and the only way that I got home Tuesday after being there all weekend working was that one of our guys had a four-wheel drive that he was able to get me back to my house, which was about 15 minutes from the station, which took over an hour to get home.
All waterfalls form. Check this out.
And he flew into the face of a hurricane.
Do you not get nervous doing this?
No, I don't get nervous. Like I said, I've been doing it for 10 years. I think the people that should be nervous are the people on the ground.
Hey, Matt, what's the weather?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Informing us about the weather, just one aspect of Matt's job.
So we have
he was also a teacher.
At Knoxville Christian School, and here's our first question. See if we can get it right.
Hi, Matt. My name is Zane, and my question is, how do rain clouds form?
Matt visited countless classrooms, sharing lessons on nature and the science behind the weather. He also taught and entertained a generation of young people on Saturday mornings.
Something exciting, something new, with lions and tigers
and monkeys too.
There's always something new at the Knoxville
Zoo. You'll just love, Matt. Come right here, Gwen.
That is beautiful bird. Those rainbows, sunset, different colors, 360 degrees. I said, that's it.
Matt was a man of science, but also a man of tremendous faith.
One of the most Jesus-like people that I've ever seen is Matt Hinken. Matt called the radio station at WRJZ and said, hey, do you need a meteorologist? And I said, how much you want to charge? He goes, oh, I just want to do it as a ministry. I just want to help you out as a Christian radio station.
Bob Bell from Joy Radio knew Matt for decades on air and off through the Promise Keepers organization, a Christian men's group.
He had a heart for kids for years. He was the MC for the Emerald Youth Foundation breakfast, taking a lot of time out of his day and also on the golf board to help raise money to minister to 12 to 15 to 2,000 children in the inner city of Knoxville on a daily basis. He was a part of the praise team because his voice was so good. But he never got up there like, I'm Matt Hinken from Channel 6. No, that's not what he did. He just sang because he loved to praise God and to invite everybody else into worship. And that's what a lot of people don't know. He loved to camp. He loved the outdoors. He loved to be in God's creation.
Even after his Parkinson's diagnosis, Matt's faith was tested when his wife, Deb, died suddenly in a car crash.
Knoxville police have identified the victim in a fatal crash on I-640 over the weekend. As we have been reporting today, that victim has been identified as Deborah Hinken. Debbie was the wife of WATE 6 on Your Side meteorologist Matt Hinken. She was 52. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to Matt, their son Josh, and everyone involved.
I asked Matt about it in 2021.
You get a lot of experience living life, and you get that experience, and it happens more than once. You get better at it. Well, there's some things I don't want to get better at, you know. You don't want to get that phone call.
And I know a lot of people have asked, how have you been able to keep the faith?
It's tested. And there are some times where I'd like to
put God in his chair and say, why'd you do this? Why are you getting mad at God and that sort of thing, you know? Yeah, I think all of us have gotten mad, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever.
It was very difficult, of course, and there were many tears. But the peace that he had that passes all understanding was something that was evident on his face. And it wasn't fake. It was real. And that's the real stuff of life, because those are the things that last forever.
Also in 2021, I asked Matt about his happiest memory.
When Joshua was born, 21 years ago. Blizzard of 93, when we got to go home and go to bed after 4 or 5 days and stayed at the station a few nights and that sort of thing. Flying in the Hurricane Hunter, Hurricane George, got to fly in that. That was way back in our days. The eclipse, you remember the eclipse. That was great.
We kept in touch. Matt kept advocating for others facing the same condition, but Parkinson's kept stealing more and more of our friend. Matt went into hospice care. His family, including his brother Doug, stayed by his side. Then our friend was gone, at least from this earth. But he'll live on in our hearts and the memories of generations of East Tennesseans.
Come on! Turn the butter, turn the butter.
That's Matt, for sure. Coming up this Saturday will be his funeral. For WRJZ, 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County, all over the world at WRJZ.com. We're going to have Pray Tennessee with Pat Paulus in just a few moments. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Bob Bell is back on the air.
Wash away my troubles. Wash away my pain. Where the rain shone by love.
Good morning. It's 7:25.
Wash away my sorrow. Wash away my shame.
I love this. One of those songs that just makes you feel better. For WRJZ, this is the Bob Bell Show. Welcome in and good morning. 25 minutes after 7 o'clock at 45 degrees. So yeah, it's plenty chilly. We've had some wind blowing down too. It's a wind chill factor. But only 89 days till summer, as Matt Hinken would say. 89 days till summer. Meanwhile, Donna Pascal turned 72 today. She's the actress from Saturday Night Fever. She was in Policewoman something or other. I'd prefer to remember her from Saturday Night Fever. Meanwhile, from The Revenge of the Nerds, Robert Carradine was born on this date in 1954. It's hard to believe. 1954. Robert Carradine starred in Double Cross, The Long Riders, Coming Home, Massacre at Central High School, The Cowboys. Son of actor John Carradine, Robert Carradine died February 23rd of this year. That's right, just about a month ago. And here's one that made me feel old when I saw Nina, or Nina, 66 today. You may remember this one. '99 Luftballons. She's 66 today. At WRJZ and 102.5 FM, good to have you along. We welcome you in to the Bob Bell Show. It is a pleasure to have you along, as in just a few moments, we're going to speak to Kevin Sorbo. I can't believe it. Rise Up Tennessee is coming shortly. We're going to hear from Scott Hamilton. We're going to hear from Kevin Sorbo. We may have a chance later on to talk to Michael Sweet. The Kevin Sorbo Charity Golf Classic is coming up on April 9th, right here for WRJZ and 102.5 FM, all the way over for WRJZ. Hey, you know what? We could go to him early if we want to. Kevin Sorbo, good morning. Welcome to the Bob Bell Show, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Well, I'm better now that I've heard you. Hey, I was thinking about your Hercules picture from the mid-90s, you know?
Yes, sir.
I understand now why people get David Clabo, the guy who answered the phone, and our producer, and you mixed up. I get it now.
Okay.
He's running out of the room right now and going to grab something to throw on me. Listen, thank you so much for spending time with us. We're going to take a quick break for news in just a minute. But before we do that, coming up on April 10th and April 11th, Rise Up Tennessee in Pigeon Forge at the Music Road Convention Center is coming. What was the genesis of this event? Why did you choose to do this type of event?
Well, it's our third year doing it now. And what started happening, I noticed, during the last, probably from about 2016 and on, where half the people coming up at my table at Comic-Cons wanted 8x10s from my movies that I do. I've been doing quite a bit lately, like God's Not Dead, What If, Soul Surfer, Let There Be Light. And I said, this should be a convention that has maybe more of a faith twist to it. And then when I met Adam Phelps, who does his big con every year out of Knoxville, he said the same thing to me. So here we are. And this is we got invited to do the same thing now next year at the Bible Museum. Steve Green called me up, Mr. Hobby Lobby, and wants to set the Museum of the Bible next year in Washington, D.C.
That is so cool. Kevin Sorbo, we're going to talk more about this and what God is doing in your life and in your career, what the Lord, how God is using you. You've got a new movie project that's been out, and the response is so good. You're, like you said a minute ago, you're very busy. But also, we're going to talk about some of the other people that are going to be at Rise Up Tennessee that a lot of folks will have a chance to take away. 17 days and 5 hours and a half away. So we're counting down the seconds. Kevin Sorbo, hang on with us through the news, my friend.
Will do. Thank you.
Kevin, back in just a few moments on the Bob Bell Show here at WRJZ and 102.5 FM, all over the world at WRJZ.com. Time now for the latest news brought to you by Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue.
I'll be back.
And just like that, he's back. Bob Bell.
Come on, friend.
There's a fountain flowing from the heart of the Savior. Bring your sins and all your guilty stains. Let that river of life wash it away.
7:35 now, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock at WRJZ and 45 degrees. My friend Kevin Sorbo is with us. I hope I can call you my friend, Kevin. At least my brother in Christ, right?
No problem. You can call me anything you want as long as it's nice.
So, talking about the brother in Christ part, tell me about growing up with Kevin Sorbo. What kind of kid were you like? When did you come to faith in Christ? How did that happen?
You know, I, as far as I know, it's been with me my whole life. I grew up in a little small town in Minnesota, which is having its own problems right now, but my town never had those problems back in the day. So, we're a typical Scandinavian boy, grew up in Lutheran church. My mom and dad were very strong Christians. It just was part of my life. I think some of the biggest influences certainly was my youth pastor, Pastor Lee, was an amazing guy. And he would handle all the 7th through 12th graders, and we had a place called The Room. Every Wednesday, year-round at 8 p.m., 8 to 10, we would get together and read through the Bible, talk about how it reflects on today's life and all that kind of stuff, and play ping pong and just hang out. But he just really could relate for us. We really related to him because he related to us as young teenagers. And that's kind of stayed with me. And it's been with me my whole life. So I don't think I ever went through a period where I questioned, is there a God? Is there a Jesus? I mean, I never really worried about that.
I love that. Because, see, that's my favorite type of testimony. I've got a different testimony, and people say, well, Bob, I love your testimony, and you are an alcoholic and a drug addict, and da-da-da-da-da, and I thought, would you rather your son have a testimony like Kevin Sorbo's or like Bob's? And that answers their question very quickly. You're raised up with good parents. They knew the ways of God. They wanted you to know the ways of God, so they raised you that way, and it became natural. And when Mr. Lee started discipling you, you were able to grow in your faith as a teenager. How did you get into acting, Kevin?
My parents made a mistake in taking me to the Guthrie Theater when I was 11 years old. Guthrie Theater is a very famous theater in Minneapolis. A lot of plays actually start there before moving to Broadway, and people don't realize there's more theater per capita in Minneapolis, St. Paul than there is actually in New York City.
No way.
It's a big supporter of the arts and stuff. So we went to see the Guthrie went to see the Merchant of Venice. It was Shakespeare. Now, remind you, I was 11 years old in Shakespeare, so I don't know what the heck they were saying on stage. But I was mesmerized by the actors on stage. And I told my parents when we home, I said, I'm going to be an actor. And they gave me that nice, you know, well, that's nice to hear my mom a little pat in the thigh, you know. But the seat had been set. But being a jock, I was kind of afraid, even at that age, you know, we kind of made fun of people in the drama classes.
Sure.
You know, I wanted to be in there. I fell into that sports clique, you know, so I kind of kept to myself, and I wasn't really until I got into college I really started pursuing it. I had a double business major in college. I had a minor in drama, and I started doing a lot of commercial work. Minneapolis, St. Paul is host to a lot of headquarters for companies like Target and 3M and Pillsbury, General Mills, Best Buy. So I did a bunch of commercials during my college years, so I got that all-important Screen Actors Guild card, that SAG card, that is your entrance into Hollywood. So
sure.
I had no problem getting a commercial agent, and then after college, moved out there and followed my dream.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you've got a newer project that's out. Tell us a little bit about that. There's so many other things that you're involved with, too. But tell us a little bit about what you most really enjoy the last couple of years that you've been involved in.
Well, you know, I've been blessed. I still shoot. Hollywood actually gave me a boot about 12 years ago. They didn't like the fact that I was posting things that had to deal with God and posting things that had to do with being a conservative. And being a conservative and Christian in Hollywood is like being a double leper. So I am ground zero. I am ground zero for the cancel culture world. Before I even knew it was a term, Hollywood said no one wants to work with you in the studios anymore. And I kind of laughed. And I said, why? Because they don't like the truth. And you know that. They don't like the truth. They
sure.
like to live in their lie. And so I looked at my wife and I said, let's form our own company. So we formed Sorbo Studios. Please go to sorbostudios.com. We have a lot of things coming on the pipeline. And I've been very blessed to at least we raise enough money to do at least one movie a year that I direct. But we also, through other independent producers, I've been shooting at least 3 to 4 movies every single year. In fact, I've already shot 3 this year. It's been crazy. And I've got 3 more lined up and one I'll be directing in New Mexico. But I got one documentary that's out right now that I wish they could show it at every single school, but certainly every church should bring it and show it. And I shot it with John Lennox. If you don't know John Lennox, he's a world famous apologist. He's
yes.
debated all the great atheist worlds like Dawkins, Singer, and Hitchens. And we spent 3 weeks in Oxford, England, where he's a retired math professor, and 2 weeks in Israel. And it's out now called Standing Against the World. Go to Standing Against the World. You can see the trailer for it. And it's about proving God in a world of science. And this guy, I narrate it. I'm on camera with him all the time. But the real star of this is John. John's an amazing, amazing man. And filled with love and filled with kindness and laughter. And he's just such a great act. So Standing Against the World. And I just finished a movie called The Flood, The End of Mankind. And yes, I played Noah. And this movie will be out in theaters this October 2nd. And Noah, it's called The Flood, The End of Mankind. So I hope people check that out. And I've got another documentary coming out in about 3 months. And that one deals with the Last Supper, and it's called Eating with the Enemy.
I love this. In a minute, when we come back, Kevin, we're going to talk about you being a Jesus freak for sure. Is that okay?
Okay.
I love this. Because truth really aggravates people who don't like the truth. That's the way it is. 7:41 of the Bob Bell Show. Kevin Sorbo. Rise Up, coming in 17 days right here in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Go to riseupcon.com for more information.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Actor, producer, director Kevin Sorbo's on the line with us at WRJZ. 7:43. It is hip to be square. And this is B Square. Bob Bell at your service. Good to have you along, Kevin. I asked about Jesus Freaks just a moment ago on the Faith Channel. What type of production is this? What are people going to expect when they tune into that?
Well, I just did a little cameo on it. A friend of mine actually wrote it. The story about her and her husband. She directed it as well. My son is really the star in it. He plays the younger version of me. So I come in sort of at the end of the movie as well. My wife and I both as a cameo role of both of them as they got older. But it's just a fun journey of finding God in your life and going through the troubles and tribulations that everybody does and the roadblocks we all meet. And how do you handle those roadblocks in life? It was just a fun movie. It's a great family movie, and I hope people check it out. I think it is going online. I have no idea when it's coming out. I know it's been screening quite a bit. I think it is available out there right now, but this is the trouble when you have, I've got like the 12 projects going on. It's hard to keep tabs. In fact, I'm heading to Arlington. I'm going to Annapolis tomorrow, and I have a new movie screening there called Elijah Peel, and it's the true story of a rock and roll guy, and I play his manager, and his journey to God through all the drugs and booze and problems that he had through the world he was living in.
Kevin Sorbo, do you have a favorite role that you played when you've acted?
I got to give not Hercules. 7 years on Hercules. I mean, without the success of that show, I mean, pardon the sin of pride, but it did become the most watched show in the world in 176 countries. So
yeah.
That opened a lot of doors for me. And then I did a series called Andromeda, which is the first Captain Dylan Hunt after Captain Kirk that Gene Roddenberry created. And being a geek from the Star Trek days, I was honored to play that. But I got to say, there's a movie I did 2 years before God's Not Dead came out. And as great a movie as God's Not Dead is, I think What If is a better movie. It's the same writers. So I totally tell people all the time to watch my movie What If. And it was directed by a guy named Dallas Jenkins. And people know him from The Chosen, I believe.
Yeah.
And then I did another movie I directed based on a true story, and that one is called Miracle in East Texas. It's a wonderful true story about the largest oil find in the history of the world, and it's a faith-based movie. And one other movie I did called Let There Be Light. So I have a couple top five favorites in there for sure.
Wow, that's quite a good lineup. Who are some of the people that you have worked with that you feel like have had an impact on your life, not just as an actor, but as a sure. brother, a follower in Christ?
Well, that one's easy right off the bat. The very first season of Hercules, we did 5 2-hour movies before it became a series. I had to work with the legend Anthony Quinn.
Wow.
And for those that don't know Anthony Quinn, and I'm sure there's a lot in the under 35 age that probably don't, but he was one of the great golden age actors of all time back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And he did movies like Lawrence of Arabia, Guns of Navarone, Zorba the Greek. So many wonderful movies, and to meet with him, to talk with him about his faith, and to talk about his journey and the acting worlds, and these wonderful, amazing movies he did. It was just huge. Another one would be Neil McDonough. I directed Neil McDonough in a movie 2 years ago called Left Behind: Rise of the Antichrist. And Neil's a strong believer, and we've known each other for years, and it was such a pleasure to finally get to work together. And Left Behind is based on the Left Behind book, so that's the most recent movie that I was fortunate to direct. So Neil is just a great class act guy.
And before we go to break, again, our big event coming up here is Rise Up Tennessee in Pigeon Forge. Pigeon Forge is a great place. You're a stone's throw from Dollywood. You've got everything else beside you. It's a wonderful place to go. But you've got this Music Row Convention Center that allows you to rub shoulders with guys like Cameron Arnett or guys like Scott Hamilton. I mean, I think about hearing his testimony, what a tremendous individual he is. Michael Sweet from Stryker, I remember seeing him in my earlier days as a Christian.
Dean Cain, people know him from his faith-based movie, of course, from his, he was in God's Not Dead as well. And,
yes.
We got a good group. We got a good group of people. So I hope people show up and give us support and spread the word.
Kevin Sorbo, one more segment. Thank you so much for being with us. Hang with us for just a few moments. We're going to be right back with you, but thank you for spending time with us here on the Bob Bell Show. More coming up with Kevin Sorbo. I'm your host, Bob Bell. 7:48 at WRJZ and 45 degrees.
The truth.
Actually, you can handle the truth, and you'll get it right here with Bob Bell.
Good morning and welcome in, my friends. Now 7:53, 7 away from 8 o'clock, Focus on a Family coming your way at the top of the hour. Final leg of the Bob Bell Show with Kevin Sorbo this morning. Kevin, between Soul Surfer and God's Not Dead, Let There Be Light, and Left Behind, the rise of the Antichrist and all that. I mean, you've got so much going on, but a lot of that has made an impact on us, and we get to see you as well in about 17 days here at Rise Up. Can I tell you something, Kevin, before you come? Have you ever been to East Tennessee?
I have, certainly, yeah.
Okay, there's going to be a lot of dogwoods blooming. It's a beautiful thing. By the way, the dogwoods basically tell the story of the gospel. They're in a cross form, these beautiful dogwood blooms. The other thing you're going to need to make sure is watch out for the pollen going up your nose. So let's don't have that. I'm just warning you as a brother in Christ. What are you looking forward to most about this get-together when Rise Up Tennessee hits?
Well, you know, number one, I hope we get a lot of people come through the doors. Like I said earlier, we're going to meet a lot of people that they like. But I do got to give a shout-out. I forgot to mention, on the actual event is April 10th and 11th. But we have a charity golf event we're doing for the third year April 9th. And I hope people show up at Patriot Hills Golf Club. We raise money for a couple of wonderful foundations, local foundations there. And so please sign up. We got 12:30 shotgun, 12 o'clock registration. So Patriot Hills Golf Club, show on up. Go to the website, riseupcon.com. It has all the information about the golf tournament and the actual convention itself.
Oh, man. I put a lot of balls in the water at Patriot Hills. I love that place. I've lost a lot of Titleist over there, a lot of Pro V1s, baby. In fact, if you see one, that's probably mine.
There you go.
But I love the place. I love the fellowship, but also it's an opportunity to raise money. How would they sign up for the golf tournament? Did you just go to the same website?
Yep, go to the same website. All information is right there.
I'm looking at it right now.
People will definitely give us a shout-out and be proud.
Yeah, Kevin Sorbo, thank you.
I got to give a shout-out to your director of operations there, Phil Arlinghouse, because Phil is the one who set up this conversation with us, which is great.
He is a great American, if ever there was one. And I do appreciate him.
There you go.
He loves the ministry that you have, because what you're doing is doing what God's naturally already called you to do, but you're doing it for His honor and for His glory. And I think that makes all the sense in the world. It's like, you seem to be a very humble person with all the people that know who you are. And I love that, because if God can use a donkey, God can use a Bob, right?
So, well, I met Phil. I was in Nashville not too long ago at the National Religious Broadcast, the NRB convention, and it was a crazy 3 days. I think I did 40 interviews over 3 days. It was just running around like a madman, but it was such a wonderful group of people to be hanging out with.
Well, you have a great story to tell, and the Lord has used you in mighty ways. What's ahead? Have you got any other projects planned that you're going to get into in the next couple of years?
I do. I've got three other movies lined up this year. I'm going to shoot a movie in Thailand, actually, and then I've got one in Germany, which is an interesting one. It's based on a true story. It's based on a bunch of bikers that all found Jesus, and now they're bikers for Jesus, and they're still existing. And they've got the script, and I'll be shooting it in Germany later this summer.
Well, I'll just tell you, you're talking to a former addict, former alcoholic, and recovering fat boy. So we're working on it. And that golf tournament on the night, that sounds like a lot of fun. I've now gone to the page and looking at it. It's the Kevin Sorbo Charity Golf Classic Tournament, again, at Patriot Hills. So sign up, get ready to go. Could be a whole lot of fun. So you're going to be there, right? Are you going to be playing?
I'm going to be there. All the actors are going to be there that are signing up, and we got a lot of other local celebrities going to be there. But I hope people show up for that. And I'm reaching out to the locals that we're talking to right now. I hope you all show up, because we got to reach out to the hotels, because I know how much of a city like Pigeon Forge moves with people coming in for a week here and a week there. So we got to reach out to the hotels and let people know before they run to Dollywood, they got to come and see us at the festival.
Yeah, Dollywood's still going to be there, but you need to make sure and take advantage of the festival while it's there. And there's all kinds of great things, by the way.
Yep.
And a shout out to so many sponsors that you have, including Turning Point USA, Knoxville chapter at the University of Tennessee. We really do appreciate them. The Bible Museum, all the others, True Travelers. You just have a great group of people that are backing you up, and we're glad to be one of those that can assist. We hope for thousands of people being there during the 10th and the 11th of April, and also in the 9th at the golf tournament. Kevin, thank you for spending time with us on the Bob Bell Show, man, and God bless you. I pray that he gives you many other opportunities to tell of his glory.
Thank you so much. So we'll see you Rise Up Tennessee April 10th, 11th at the Music Road Convention Center, you guys. Come on by and say hello.
Yeah, sign up now. You can register right there online at WRJZ.com. We've got some more information there as well. God bless you, Kevin. We'll catch up another day, and I'll take you out for a cheeseburger.
All right.
Take care.
I love it. Thank you, sir.
Take care, my friend. From Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM, this is the Bob Bell Show. What a guy. That's a lot of fun. Fun actor. Yeah, I can see the resemblance now. Hercules and Dave Clabo. Yeah, for sure. You know, and if he hadn't had that series, all of this, I mean, he would not have been as well known. And what he recognizes is that was used in a strange way to expose him and his talent to the rest of the world. And he's used it for God's glory ever since. And the more he's used it for God's glory, the more he's kind of been ostracized from Hollywood. But you know, the good thing is, when you're accepted among the beloved, it's okay if the right people don't like you so much. It's all right. Everything's going to be okay. Coming up a little bit later on the Bob Bell Show tomorrow, it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you take a moment and join us. Tomorrow, we are going to have a couple of different guests in studio. It's going to be an active one. One is Brad Brandon from across Nigeria. Nigeria is one of the great places I got a chance to minister. Also, Jesse Hahn is going to be here in studio right here on WRJZ and 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County. And once again, Rise Up Tennessee, April 10th and 11th, Music Road Convention Center, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Until tomorrow, Bob Bell, along with the rest of the crew, saying now, go out and do Jesus to someone today.